The Conversation Radio Network is pleased to present Good and Green Radio with Susan Davis. Susan Davis has taken her interest in green design to a new level by becoming a certified green building professional. Her projects have been honored with several awards, and she's had her work published in numerous national design magazines. Susan leads the design team at Spectrum Fine Homes in the Bay Area of California. Good and Green Radio explores the essence of sustainability with Susan Davis's host and her guests, friends and colleagues, all thought leaders passionate about their areas of expertise. They will inspire to bring the balance into your life that will impact you, your family, your community, and the planet. Now direct from San Francisco, here is the host of Good and Green Radio, Susan Davis.
Good morning. This is Susan Davis, Good and Green Radio. And today I'm especially honored to have two guests, Richard Lloyd-Jones and Carlos Cesar Soas, who are going to share really exciting, revolutionary technology that has the potential of affecting global positive change. Richard is a fellow PWRN host, and his show, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, has become one of my personal favorites, and I have not only listened to every show that Richard has done, but I've also gone onto his website, Healing Through Consciousness, and listened to all the past Thinking with Somebody Else's Head shows. The message that he brings is so enlightening and exciting, and so I am so excited about having both Cesar and Richard on today's show talking about one of the things that I learned about through all of this, the Kepi motor. And so good morning, Richard and Cesar. Thank you so much for joining us on Good and Green Radio.
Great pleasure, Susan. Richard here. First thing I want to do is get you to call my mother because she hasn't listened to every program I've done. So please do that first before you go any further.
I will gladly call your mom.
Okay, good. Yeah, and she'll probably say to you, why doesn't my son write more letters? But anyway, that's a family thing. It's very great to be here. We're here in São Paulo, Brazil, at Dr. Kepi's International Society of Analytical Trilogy. And there really is some exciting developments going on here. I've been here for 9.5 years now. And my story is I came for 6 months to check it out and got so excited about the applications of Kepi's work in the area of media, which I work in, also the area of education, which I do a lot of work in, that I decided that I needed to stay and immerse myself in all of the work that's going on here, and it is a very extensive body of work. You'll get a small feel of that today as we go through the program. But it so enchanted me that I decided to stay and have immersed myself completely in what we're doing here. And so that's my sort of personal story, just so you know about that. And it's really great to be with you. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, that's great. You know, you and I have been emailing back and forth, and the work that you're doing down there and Dr. Kepi and Dr. Claudia Pacheco's message and theories and philosophy is really mind-altering and has affected a really positive shift in my life. And so I am just so honored to have you with us. And I'd like to hear, too, from Cesar. How did you come to be aligned with Dr. Kepi's work, and how long have you been in Brazil? I think you've probably been in Brazil your whole life.
Yes, I was born here. First of all, thank you to receive me in your program. I'm very pleased and honored to participate in your program, and I hope that I can give my contribution to all of the listeners, all right? But answering your question, I am about to be 50 years old in the next few months. And I met Dr. Kepi's work when I was 21. This was in 1983, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, 1983. I watched a conference in which he explained in this conference his discovery about a phenomenon called inversion. He discovered the psychological inversion. And inversion simply shook me when I knew about that thing. I said to myself, Jesus Christ, that is amazing. The whole humanity suffers from inversion, and this is an unconscious process. If it is an unconscious process, you do not have conditions to see inversion in yourself. You need somebody else to tell you how you are inverted. And then I soon joined the Dr. Kepi's work to know how much inverted I was, you know. This was the beginning. And what fascinated me is that in this conference, Dr. Kepi showed the inversions of most philosophers, scientists, and thinkers that helped build humanity, the civilization so far, starting from the Greeks like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, the inversions of all of them, passing by Newton, Descartes, Darwin, Einstein. I was amazed at the clarity of his mind showing in which points those thinkers, they were inverted. And so today, I believe we live in an inverted society, inverted civilization, doing everything on the contrary. That's why our development seems to take us to destruction. How come? Today we are trying to find solutions for our development, but as the more we go further, the more to the abyss we go. So it's like contradictory. Only inversion can explain that.
Yes, and I found that the idea of inversion just touches every aspect of life. It's the philosophy and the belief is touches theology, touches science, touches psychology. It's everything, and it's so much about all of the way of looking at the world and being in the world. So tell me a bit about the Stop the Destruction of the World Association and exactly what is that?
Right. This is an interesting organization that Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco began in France in 1992. And I think what's interesting about it is, first of all, the name. Because the idea we have everywhere in the world today, because of our inverted view, is that we have to create reality. We have to create solutions. We have, you know, we created the problem. Now we need to create the solution. And the name of this association is Stop the Destruction of the World. So if we stop doing all the crazy things that we're doing, if we just give a break, we can, nature can sort of look after itself. So the idea of stopping, this is the thing, because we're inverted, as Cesar was saying, and it really struck me as he was speaking, if we're inverted, if we're moving away from truth and goodness and beauty because of our inversion, the more we do in that inverted state, the farther we'll get away from the truth of ourselves, from any solution. So we're actually going faster and faster and faster away from the solution. So we need to stop. We need to stop destroying. That's the basis of this organization. And there's a lot of work that gets done through this organization. One, Dr. Kepi produces one television program per week that runs in, if I'm not mistaken, about 23 countries around the world now in five or six different languages. This TV program is at the highest level of intellectual thought and practicality that you'll find anywhere on the planet. And in this program that he calls Stop the Destruction of the World, he explores all of the basis of his work and looking at all of the problems that have been caused in human beings because of this inverted view that we have in all areas, as you aptly put. It's not just in psychology and philosophy, but theology, in the way we structure an economic system, in the way we educate people, in the way we conduct our relationships, in the way we build our businesses, all of it, the way we have our international relations, all based, if it's all based on this inverted view, then we're going further and further away from solving any kind of problem. So the program looks at that. Kepi writes at least a book a year. Dr. Claudia Bernhard-Pacheco has written three or four, five or six books now, I think. And so there's a lot of work that's done through here to help people become more conscious of what are the root causes of human problems.
There's so much information out there, and I know that I have tried to absorb as much as possible, but it seems like there's just so much. I'm dying to go down to Brazil. It's
like, you're welcome. Come on down.
We have a wonderful
structure for receiving guests here,
and people from all over the world too.
Yeah.
People from Sweden, Finland, Norway. And many other, Canada, like Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's get right to the exciting Kepi motor concept. That has evolved from the Stop the World, Stop the Destruction of the World Association work, and it's going to change things radically, I think. So.
Yeah.
Tell us about what exactly is the Kepi motor and why am I so excited about it?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have an hour program.
Right.
Yes. I'll try to make it as simply as possible, right? Because this is a technical subject. But anyway, we can make many analogies in order to understand the principles behind the Kepi motor. The Kepi motor is the first piece of technology based on Dr. Kepi's book called The New Physics, derived from a disinverted metaphysics. Wow. How can I start explaining that? Let's imagine that metaphysics is a science beyond matter that explains transcendence. And metaphysics was the first science that mankind knew as a science. And it started in ancient Greece with Aristotle. And all the other sciences are based on metaphysics. Which science? For example, biology, physics, geology, botany, astronomy, mathematics, everything, all the sciences we study today, they were based on Greek metaphysics. So what happens? When Dr. Kepi discovered the phenomenon of inversion in 1977, he also applied his knowledge to understand what were the inversions that Aristotle made in his metaphysics. So he disinverted Aristotle's metaphysics. And by disinverting Aristotle's metaphysics, he could disinvert all of the other sciences that were sitting on metaphysics. Do you understand? And so he reverted the castle upside down, you know?
And let me just pop in here, Cesar, to say that what did he disinvert? This fundamental aspect of Aristotelian metaphysics is that we don't understand anything unless it goes first through the senses. So you can talk more about that, but this is a fundamental basis of our science today, that everything has to be understood through measurement, through senses. This is an Aristotelian pillar that Kepi disinverted. What did he determine?
Yeah, and for the motor itself, what are the implications of that? The implication is that physics developed the inverted idea that that energy comes from matter. So all the time when we think about energy, about extracting energy, we think about matter first. For example, we think about of extracting energy from wood, from fire. We think about extracting energy from gas, gasoline, uranium, no matter what kind of matter, solid, liquid, or gas, we first think about matter and then energy. So by disinverting this thought, Dr. Kepi says, no, Aristotle was wrong. It's not that energy comes from matter. But it's the other way around. Matter comes from energy. And by saying that, Dr. Kepi means that the vacuum of space is energy. Is energy in itself. You do not need to have matter in order to have energy. Do you understand? So the Kepi motor is a technology that tries to tap into this space energy in order to make work, useful work. That's what the Kepi motor does. Is it clear?
It seems almost like magic. It seems like the Kepi motor is running, is a device or a technology that runs on air.
Yes, almost to that. It needs a battery to start. I'll explain better. The regular motors, they use batteries until it's exhaustion. You exhaust the battery, and then the motor stops. The Kepi motor uses just an impulse of the battery, and then the rest it takes from the space. And then another impulse from the battery, and the rest from the space. So its efficiency increases very, very, very much, you know?
I see. Well, I want you to elaborate more on how this works, and also how it, you've just touched on how it differs from the typical technology that we have right now. But we need to take a short break. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, Cesar, please elaborate a little more to make this a little more clear for those people who are listening and haven't got their head around this whole concept yet. So let's take a short break and we'll be right back. This is Susan Davis, Good and Green Radio, with my guests, Richard Lloyd-Jones and Cesar Soas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Good and Green Radio, heard exclusively on the Conversation Radio Network. For more information on Susan and her work, go to www.spectrumfinehomes.com. That's spectrumfinehomes.com. And now let's get back to Susan and her guests on Good and Green Radio.
This is Susan Davis, Good and Green Radio. And this morning I have two very special guests talking about the Kepi motor, which is a technology that is, I believe, going to just change everything in the future. Richard Lloyd-Jones is the host of one of our Positive World Radio Network shows, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. And Carlos Cesar Soas is one of the developers of the Kepi motor. So before our break, Cesar, you were telling us a little bit about the difference between the Kepi motor and how it works and a traditional motor. Could you maybe elaborate a little bit on this to make it crystal clear as much as possible? I'm sure this technology and the physics are really phenomenal.
Let me just pop in here. Cesar is sweating now. No, because, you know,
it is more difficult than make the motor.
Yeah, that's right. Explaining the motor is more difficult than creating the darn thing. Because, you know, Susan, just let me say here that one thing that's really important to understand here, this question of inversion we talked about a lot in the first portion of your program, that knowledge of the phenomena in physics is difficult today because of one key reason. And this is something that when people look at the Kepi motor, if they're schooled in traditional physics, they have an almost impossible time to understand how it works, because it's not based on the basic principles of Newtonian, Einsteinian, Aristotelian physics, where Einstein had his famous theory, E equals mc squared, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. In that formula, he created a totally materialistic science, because in that formula, there is no energy if there's no material. You take the m out of the equation, you have to take the e out of the equation as well. So in Einstein's formula, which has driven the the world of science for the last century, in that formula, there is no place for anything, any energy that doesn't come from material. So all of our technology in the 20th century, all of it comes from this basic inverted principle that energy comes from material. But what Dr. Kepi says is that this is caused an enormous problem in human beings, this key problem, the fundamental lack of consideration of a previous form of energy which forms all matter. In other words, matter is a consequence of this larger essential or scalar energy field that Tesla was trying to explore in the early part of the 20th century until his death in the 1940s, 50s, I think. So this is a fundamental aspect of the Kepi motor, is that the Kepi motor has found a way, the inventors, by disinverting their view of physics, they found a way to capture this essential energy field which creates the matter of Einstein's formula. So that maybe, I don't know if that helps or muddies the water, but that's the basic principle that helps us to understand something that's very different about the Kepi motor.
Yeah, maybe to complement what Richard said, I'll try to use an analogy for the people to understand how the Kepi motor works. Suppose, Susan, you have a staircase and you want to go up the staircase and down the staircase. You have two possibilities. Suppose these two possibilities. First, you go walking upstairs and down, downstairs, like the regular way. And the second possibility is if you go up the stairs walking and go down sliding the handrail. Then I will ask you, in which way would you spend less energy? Will you feel less tired? The first case or the second case?
The second case,
because in the second case it would coming down, sliding the handrail, so gravity would do the work for you, right?
That's
crystal clear. So one problem, now let's apply exactly the same analogy to the motor. The regular motors, conventional AC or DC motors, they use the first situation. They go up the stairs and they go down the stairs walking. And the Kepi motor go up the stairs walking and down the stairs by the handrail. But how this happens? First, the physicists, they believe the electromagnetism is one single force. And this, they also believe the electromagnetism is a primary source of energy, is an essential energy. There is no energy behind the responsible for the electromagnetism. And because of that, electromagnetism is, they are using a secondary form of energy. Dr. Kepi says the electromagnetism has one cause, but has a transcendental cause, has a primary form of energy that is responsible for electromagnetism. So, what is the difference between that? If you are a scientist and you don't believe there is anything behind electromagnetism, you will deal only with electromagnetism. But if you believe there is something responsible for the electromagnetism, you will use it for your technology. Like, for example, when you look at the stairs, if you don't think there is gravity to help you, you will go up by walking and go down walking. But if you believe, oh, there is gravity, you say, I can use gravity to come down. You see, you open a new door for your way of coming down the stairs. And this is exactly what we did. We believe in the disinverted physics that electricity is a byproduct of magnetism. So magnets, for us, we don't believe the magnetism contained in the matter of the magnet is contained in the matter. It's not the matter that is responsible for the magnetism, but this magnetism comes through through the matter of the magnet. The magnet is just like a transducer. It's a transformer of a primary source of energy into magnetism. You see, the magnetism is not in the matter of the magnetism, it's outside. So we use the magnets to capture energy. That's one point. And scientists do not believe in that. So they use the magnet to create electricity. We use the magnet to capture a more essential form of energy from the space. And then we can create power, we can create torque in the shaft of the motor without using electricity, without passing by the electricity. If a technical person sees what I'm listen to what I'm saying, he will understand that I'm talking something extremely different in traditional physics. Maybe he will understand. I hope.
Well, it makes sense to me. I am definitely not a technical person, nor am I well versed in physics, but to me, what you're saying makes a whole lot of sense, because if you envision the magnet as being the transformer rather than the creator of this essential energy, it's like, okay, well, that essential energy is coming from somewhere. It's all around us. I mean, we know that there's that our own bodies have energy. Yeah. You know, is that the energy, part of what this energy is that is captured by the magnet?
Exactly, Susan, you got it. This is the energy that creates the aura of the biophysical, the aura. You know that luminance around the bodies that helium machines can detect. That's the energy that creates the galaxies, the atoms, is in the space. It creates the space and creates time. Is the energy responsible for extrasensory perception that's outside time and space. All the extrasensory phenomena happens in this sea of essential energy. That's why conventional science has difficulties to understand and to deal with these phenomena. They put these phenomena aside, but in fact they are normal if you see this energy in transcendence. You understand?
Well, yeah, and it then kind of captures the beauty of the theories for inversion that are so holistic, because it is then spirit. I mean, it seems like this transcends the scientific and the technological to encompass even something as intangible as spirit. And
yes, Susan, there is a movie going on now. It's called Hereafter from, I think, Clint Eastwood. You know this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, in this movie, it's very interesting because it puts in check the limits of conventional science in relation to this question of afterlife, if there is life after death, physical death or not. In Dr. Kepi's science, we see that matter is consequence of this energy. But in traditional science, if you think about body and spirit, body is matter, spirit is energy. For conventional science, they see energy coming from matter. So if the body dies, the soul dies too. So they cannot believe in life after death. But in this inverted science, like Dr. Kepi's science, when the body dies, the energy survives because the body is a consequence of energy, not the other way around. So we are in a different kind of science. We are in a spiritualistic science. Trilogy is a spiritual science.
Mm-hmm. And the idea that there is so an infinite supply of this energy source. I mean,
it's not going to get used up. It's not like a matter-based energy source like fossil fuel or you know, or even something like geothermal or wind or whatever. Yeah. I mean, those sources are kind of dependent upon certain kinds of environmental structures, whereas this kind of energy source sounds like it's there in abundance forever, all the time.
Forever. Yeah, and clean. It's harmonious with the nature. It's clean, is abundant, is infinite. The only way we have to use a different size in order to use it. For example, it's very clear to see that we are destroying the planet today because of the way we use energy. If you think that energy comes from matter, you destroy nature. We are destroying the plantations, the forests, the sea, polluting the seas and the air. And we know about the CO2 emission. The CO2 emission has a cycle. They go up to the atmosphere, come down in the form of acid rain, is absorbed by the roots of the plants, and kill the plants, kill the forests, causing erosion and all sorts of different problems.
And another thing to mention, Cesar, is these ideas of alternative fuels. We have a lot of this going on in Brazil now, sugar cane, which creates ethanol. And this sugar cane is being grown in huge quantities here in the state we live in Sao Paulo State, and it completely destroys and sterilizes the soil. So this is, you know, even when we try to do something better, it doesn't pollute as much, but it creates other problems because we still have the idea, the inverted idea, that we have to get the energy from the material. So even then we create problems.
Right. Yeah. You know, we need to take another short break, and I hate to stop you guys because this is all so fascinating, and so it really helps me clarify all of this stuff that I've been hearing you talk about on your show, Richard. But we need to take a break. So let's take a short break, and when we get back to Good and Green Radio with Susan Davis and my guests, Richard Lloyd-Jones and Cesar Soas, we'll talk some more about the Kepi motor and the technology of Dr. Norberto Kepi. We'll be right back.
You're listening to PWRN. Always commercial-free, always entertaining, and always guaranteed to make you smile.
This is Susan Davis, Good and Green Radio, and we're here today talking about the Kepi motor and Dr. Norberto Kepi's theories and philosophy of inversion. And this is all just so mind-expanding and fascinating. One of the things that I think I'd like to hear more about is that you've discovered that electricity is actually more dangerous than we may have realized. What do you mean by this, and can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah, we cannot forget that for Dr. Kepi's work, there is a common factor that lies behind all phenomena, physics, biology, and psychology. So what is true for physics is true for biology and is true for psychology. So, for example, if you consider electricity a waste of energy, or a kind of restoring the balance, the energetic balance, we can see also this happening in mental hospitals when psychiatrists, they can confirm that seriously mental patients, they are surrounded by electrical phenomena because their minds are unbalanced. You can see, for example, psychological disease as an imbalance, energetic imbalance. And to reestablish that imbalance, electricity takes place. So electricity is not exactly energy in itself. It's a consequence of a reestablishment, a restoration of energy, of an imbalance of energy. And also we can see that in popular bestsellers like Dracula or the cartoons that normally shows monsters and Dracula's castles, fools of lightnings. This happens not because evil has power to create electricity. This is an inverted idea. It's because evil causes an imbalance in the natural energy that the natural energy tries to restore the balance by using electricity. So electricity is just a residual thing. It's not energy in itself. It's a consequence.
I could just say, too, I just add something here, too, about how this works in the body. We have this enormous problem with free radicals that's not well understood. And as I understand how this works, a free radical is an electron that's broken away from the main atom. This is correct, right, Cesar? So this electron is broken away and is now bouncing around the cell, creating oxidization and causing us to be older. And what causes the electron to break away from the central part of the atom is a lack of energy. The body is not receiving energy correctly, and so there's not enough energy to hold together this electron, which then begins to spin off all over the place. So everything is related to this question of energy, capturing the correct energy, not the secondary energy of electricity. You know, if a person is too electric, they don't sleep, they're wired, you know, they're totally agitated.
They age easier. A person gets older much easier if it's submitted to these electromagnetic ionizing waves. The more free radicals we have, the faster the aging process.
And of course, being underneath an electric field, if we live close to a big electric field, we have a lot more disease. We have an area in Sao Paulo, up in the main center part of the city, which is full of microwave towers and electrical wires and cables, and there's a lot of increases of health problems there too, caused by this electrical field. So there's something about this free energy, this essential energy that Kepi's talking about, that's very, very exciting, not only in science, but in medical terms too.
So I've heard a lot about the people who are ultra-sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies, and also people who may not know that the being close to a cell tower or a big area that's full of electromagnetic radiation affects them, but it does. So with the Kepi motor and utilizing this technology in place of some of the technologies or the technology that we're using now to generate power, to generate Wi-Fi, to
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
It seems like this is phenomenally great, because it's not only going to change the destruction of the planet resources and global warming and climate change and all that, but it also has physiological and, as you said, psychological ramifications as well.
Yes, you said it right, because our technology is based on electricity and magnetism together. We use magnetism to generate electricity in order to create waves and make technology. Our cell phones, for example, work with this principle. The waves emitted by cell phones are electromagnetic waves, so they are already harmful energy. In the case of the Kepi motor, we make the technology without allowing electricity to take place. When electricity is going to take place, we cut the source. We do not allow it to become electricity. We deal with the elasticity of the voltage without electricity. So we can, in the future, very easily, I can foresee that we will have cell phones working with voltage and magnetic energy, not electricity in the middle. And this is completely in harmony with nature. We developed a motor called the DNA Kepi motor. And this motor has exactly a therapeutic function. It works in the right frequency of the body. And this motor emits these pulses of voltage and magnetic pulses, but not electricity. And what happens? When it enters in resonance with your body, it gives you the sensation of a very nice sensation. And you feel good in the presence of these motors. And when we analyze the waveform of this motor in oscilloscopes, we see the resemblance with heart waves. It's exactly like the heart pulsating, the motor pulsating. They both look the same. This means that the waveform of the CAP motor is similar to the waves of the natural things in nature. The heart, the plants. So nature has a lot to profit from the use of the CAP motor.
So this DNA CAP motor, what are some of the applications that you see for it? At the moment, it's an experimental device, I'm assuming.
We have about 300 units of these motors in test. I can explain very briefly the principle. The magnets used in the motor, they have the property, the north polarity of a magnet has the property of expanding the blood vessels. And the south polarity of the magnet has the property of contracting the blood vessels. What is a headache, for example? A headache happens when the blood vessels of the brains, they are contracted or too much expanded. So they are not in the normal dimension, diameter. So what do we do? But this is caused because of a tension, internal tension. You are worried with something, you are afraid of something, that you contract your body, you contract your veins, your blood, your cells, the vessels. So by exposing the CAP motor at the resonance frequency, the right frequency of these veins, of these blood vessels, the blood vessels will suffer a contraction and expansion while the motor spins. You know, while the motor is spinning, you are receiving these waves, magnetic waves of expansion and contraction. In resonance, your blood vessels will respond to that. And after a certain time, they come back to the right diameter. And so the blood flows naturally through it again. That's the principle we use, and it seems to work perfectly.
I just want to say, Susan, this is a very exciting application. I gave a Kepi motor to my a DNA motor to my mother, who suffers a lot from arthritis, and she puts it near her hands and her hips to get some alleviation of pain. Now, we are not in any way as doctors suggesting this will happen, but it has applications in health areas because of its natural movement, how it duplicates the movement of the DNA inside the body. And as it captures energy and gives off energy, this creates a healing field that's very, very calming and helpful to the stresses inside the body. But just let me say that the same thing happens in psychoanalysis in Kepi's work, because the work of psychoanalysis is to, as Cesar said at the beginning, we have this enormous desire to make ourselves unconscious, things we don't want to see, that we inconscientize. All of Kepi's work in psychoanalysis and socioanalysis that he does so well is to help the human being to develop more consciousness, to reduce the levels of censorship, resistance, so the person can see what they don't want to see. And that process is incredibly therapeutic because it allows us to then relax, to alleviate the stress that's causing the physical symptom. And so our results in our clinic here in psychosomatic medicine are astounding. And I'm talking about serious complications. We're talking AIDS, cancer, people going deaf, even physical distortions in the body. All of these are having incredible results through the process of psychoanalysis if the person is willing to accept consciousness of what it is they're trying to hide. So this science is extremely powerful psychologically. The Kepi motor is one aspect of Kepi's work. And it opens the door to studying more and more of what's happening down here.
Hmm. It's just amazing, all of the positive effects that just this, the Kepi's philosophy has on life, on everything. It's all intertwined. It is amazing. I know that I watched the videos that are on the website, the kepimotor.com website, where I believe it Cesar demonstrates a kepimotor model and how it works. And it seems like the kepimotor, just as a standalone, not even thinking like you must think holistically about all of the ramifications of this way of thinking. But the motor is going to change the face of what we do, because everything that we do now is reliant upon the technology of creating electricity.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And it's going to open up consideration of this previous form of energy which forms all matter. And if it opens up consideration of this previous form of energy which forms all matter, then we have to enter into a transcendental state. What is the source of this? Where does this organization come from? And this is completely different for science, because science never thinks about that today. The idea of considering that aspect, the transcendental aspect, not only of phenomena, but of the human condition, boy, this is very exciting ground to till.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a whole paradigm shift in everything that we've known and everything that we've believed. But how exciting that it's holistic. It's really encompassing body, mind, and spirit, and what our place on this planet and in the universe really means.
Yeah, exactly. And I see this is the right time for it, because our planet cannot survive for so long if we continue in this inverted path. Don't you agree, Susan?
I totally agree. And it's been quite amazing to me. I'm probably 10 years older than you, but
we are transcendental anyway. we will live forever anyway.
Yeah, but I've noticed just in the last 10 years this shift occurring, and you know, it's in some ways it's terribly scary, but in other ways, like with the idea that there are answers here. There are ways to look forward to positive change. This is really phenomenal. I am so grateful that I stumbled upon thinking with somebody else's head. My head was starting to hurt.
And we are very happy that persons like you are taking this philosophy to the rest of the world, to the people, because this is a patrimony of mankind. We want to spread it to the biggest number of people possible.
Yeah, let me say something about that, because Kepi's work is completely open to the world. His TV shows, he exposes all his graphics there, all of his theories, all of his ideas. His books are available on our various websites. And all of this work is there to help the human being to understand the truth of what's going on inside him and this society we've created. Because we've created a very sick society because of this inversion. So all of the work is freely available for people to take advantage of, to study, to apply in their own areas of endeavor. to use to improve the situation of the human being on the planet. That is the purpose of this science. And that's why it's so beautiful that the Kepi Motor has been developed through the Stop the Destruction of the World Association, a nonprofit organization that is here to help conscientize, make us conscious of the root causes of the human being. That's the sponsor of the Kepi Motor. It's not being done for material commercial purposes. Of course, we receive money for doing the work that we do, like anybody does, too. But our work is funneled in, our money is funneled into the work that we're doing. All of our resources are funneled into doing what it is that we have to do to try to help human beings become more conscious, to try to heal the human being and the society.
Yeah. And that's just a piece of the trilogic concept for economics, too. And I think that that is so, it's all so beautifully integrated. And I want to encourage people to go onto the kepimotor.com website, because on there, there's a lot of really good information and connections to more information. And there's a frequently asked questions, an FAQ section, where one of the sections is how to participate in this whole development. And there's really good information for connecting for people who are scientists or developers of one sort or another, or entrepreneurs or investors or people that just want to gain more knowledge and use this concept to better our planet and our universe. So yes. That is a really, really great resource. So it looks like we're reaching the end of the hour. This has gone by so quickly, and I really want to thank you both for joining me, because you've made it much more clear to me, a non-science person, how awesome this Kepi Motor technology is. So would you like to share anything in wrapping up before we have to go?
Yeah, I think, what could I say? You know, when I started to study Dr. Kepi's work, I started to study it because I felt that there was something here that would really help people. And I think this is the driving compulsion behind Dr. Kepi's work. This is a service to humanity, in terms of helping the human being to become conscious of the root causes of the problem. You know, I was a member of Greenpeace for centuries, it seems. And I grew up in the Vancouver area where they started. And so I had a real relationship, many friends in the environmental movement, and many social activist friends. And I went through a lot of that kind of work myself, working in media to try to make people more conscious. But I in the end, felt that we couldn't get to the root cause. We could do a lot of very valuable work to try to save species, to save forests, to save, to fight for more rights for minorities, people who are being oppressed. This is all very, very valuable work, and I think that needs to continue. But the root cause inside the human being, inside human consciousness, was not being addressed. And when I discovered Kepi's work, I saw it as the missing link in what I had not been able to find in other schools of thought, that here is the fundamental cause of all of human beings' maladies and stress and distortions and pain and suffering. With that in mind, then we now have a science that can explain and give us solutions to the myriad problems we see on the planet. That's pretty exciting.
That's really exciting.
And from my part, Susan, I'm very, very grateful that you are taking this knowledge, to this spiritual benefit, gift to your listeners, because this is the purpose of all the people who want to make to make a difference in this world. And you are one of these people. I'm very happy to have met you. Thank you.
Thank you. And the pleasure is definitely all mine. And I cannot wait until I can meet both of you in person and actually touch you. I think that our technology is wonderful, that we can connect across all of these thousands of miles and share this awesome information about, you know, that will really help humanity and take care of so many of the situations that have occurred and are occurring. And it's just, I am so grateful that I have had the awesome pleasure of meeting both of you and having you be on my show and sharing your knowledge and your philosophy with so many other people. So thank you again. And Good and Green Radio and the Positive World Radio Network wishes to thank the supporters of today's program, Spectrum Fine Homes, Inc., where values of collaboration, communication, and community influence the way they nurture your ideas, create your sanctuary, and build your dreams. Find them online at spectrumfinehomes.com. And Your Sustainable Choice, a collection of products to enhance your journey along the path to a more sustainable lifestyle. Find them online at yoursustainablechoice.com. And a very special thank you to our guest today, Richard Lloyd-Jones, host of Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, right here on the Positive World Radio Network, and Cesar Soas of Stop the Destruction of the Earth. You can learn more about the Kepi Motor on www.kepimotor.com and also on Richard's website, healingthroughconsciousness.com. There are many useful links on both of these sites too. And remember, you can listen to all of the archived Good and Green Radio shows on www.pwrnradio.com. We welcome your feedback there and on the Good and Green Radio blog. I love your comments and suggestions about all of the shows that we've done and what you might like to hear about in the future as well. So we look forward to sharing more stories like those you heard today about others' journeys along the path to a more sustainable lifestyle. We know this will inspire you to bring balance into your life while you are on your own unique journey. Until the next time, this is Susan Davis, your host on Good and Green Radio.
You've been listening to Good and Green Radio, heard exclusively on the Conversation Radio Network.
Hi, this is Fred Migliori. Join me this week on FM Odyssey for songs that tell a story. Perhaps it's your story, perhaps it's mine. Regardless, some fascinating perspectives from some very gifted writers. This week on FM Odyssey.